for you, ma'am?
Many Americans are hungry for specialty foods.
This is a classical Mauritian dish with a shrimp crevette. Serve it with a little bit of a seafood curry, ambre vade, which is black-eyed peas, and a little bit of calamari.
I like the sauce a lot. Nice. I have to try the chicken.
Well, try the chicken. Tell me what you think.
It's good.
With 180,000 products on display at this fancy food show, there's no shortage of scrumptious morsels to taste.
Delicious.
The trade show earlier this month in Washington is the largest in North America and attracted manufacturers from 81 countries. Allison Meyer sells handmade gourmet chocolates.
It's a really cost-effective way to reach out to customers and also to have our product here to be able to feel and touch and taste it. Again, I can't travel with 300 products to their location, but they can come to our world.
Americans spent $70 billion on gourmet items last year. Louise Kramer is a spokeswoman for the National Association for the Specialty Food Trade.
People may not have been buying BMWs, but they were buying wonderful dark chocolate bars to treat themselves. And that's really been good business news for our industry. And also, people stopped dining out as much. But as Americans have gotten more sophisticated and adventuresome with their dining, they've now wanted better products at home.
The fancy food show started in the early 1950s as a way for foreign exporters to promote products to American consumers. Lal Tal is from Senegal.
They are really intrigued by one of our jams. It's the red hibiscus flower jam, and it's made from fresh hibiscus flower, and they really are intrigued and they want to taste it.
Miriam Torre is from Ivory Coast. She says selling her cashew products in the U.S. helps about 800 workers back home.
The factory is located in the poorest region in Ivory Coast, where we employ those women and men that work in our factory so they are able to provide food at home. For us to be able to come here and then showcase our company and get people that will be helping us grow so we can provide more food on the table for those people.
U.S. producers are also a big part of the fancy food show. Walter Nash runs Lefty's Barbecue in Maryland, not far from Washington.
And we picked up two chains already, two chains of stores. So we have no complaints.
Individually wrapped.
Economists say the U.S. specialty food industry will continue to thrive as American consumers look for unique products to satisfy their ever-changing appetites. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.